Light Number 3, God's Word is Light, Psalm 119, by Robert C. Newman. Brief abstract. The remaining six talks in this eight-talk series deal with light as a picture of various spiritual truths. Here we discuss Psalm 119, especially verses 130 and 105, where God's Word, the Bible, is compared to light in illuminating the world spiritually and providing guidance for our lives. So, introduction. In the series of eight talks, we are now beginning to look at light as a picture which explains something else. In this third talk, we will see how God's Word, the Bible, is like light. We look first at Psalm 119, 130. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Just as light helps us to see physical things by providing illumination, so God's Word, the Bible, helps us see spiritual things. Think of the illustration of lightning at night. Note also Psalm 119, verses 98 to 100, where the psalmist says to God, "Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts." So the picture here is that compared to our enemies, our teachers, our elders, we can be wiser than they are by loving, studying, and obeying the Bible. We move on to Psalm 119, verse 105. "Your word," says the psalmist to God, "is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." So God's word is not only our source of knowledge, light illuminating our surroundings, it is also a source for guidance in life, light to see the pathway. A good illustration of this is found in the first psalm, which I discuss in some detail in another PowerPoint talk entitled, "What is Life All About?" A quick sketch of it here. In verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 1, we have informational, where do we find out about what life is all about? And the psalm says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." So we find out what life is all about, not from wicked sinners or mockers, but from the Lord and his law. Verses 3 and 4 sketch rather quickly for us what difference does it make, what life is all about here and now. It says of the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord, "He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers." On the other hand, "Not so the wicked, they're like chaff that the wind blows away." So the difference it makes here and now is a spiritual prosperity in which the person is like a tree that has plenty of water, is irrigated, which produces the fruit that that kind of tree produces, and is healthy, its leaf doesn't wither. And whatever he does prospers, probably in the picture should be read, whatever he produces he brings to maturity, thinking of the fruit, etc. The contrast with the wicked, they're like chaff that the wind blows away, agricultural junk in some sense. Huh? Verses 5 and 6, what difference does it make what life is all about when we die? "Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." So our case, so to speak, will not stand up in court if we have been going our own way, ignoring God's law, etc. And we will not be put with the righteous. And the Lord is watching over the way of the righteous, protecting, if you like. But the lifestyle of the wicked, the way of the wicked, will perish. Well, some conclusions then. Without God's word, we are in the dark. We won't know what we need. We will stumble and fall. So, God's advice to you, my advice to you is don't make a mess of your life by ignoring God's guidance. Well, that's the end of our talk here. I pray that you may permit God's word to be light in your life too, and that you may come to love him and to love his words with all that you are and have. Thanks very much for listening.